Hey, what's up, and welcome to another episode of Danny Shares Stories. And I'm freaking excited to do this. It's been over a week since we did our last episode, and so we got a lot to talk about. We got a lot of stuff to go over. And yeah, this podcast thing is really fun. And it's really crazy because people will text me. People that I haven't talked to in a long time, and they'll text me and they'll be like, "Hey, I really like this." And I love that. It's like I'm having a conversation with them, but they are having a conversation with me. I don't understand. I don't know how to explain that. But yeah, so it's really fun, and I think this is our 10th episode, and so we're moving right along. Things are going to get more fun from here. Things are going to get crazy, wild. I got a whole bunch of ideas that we're going to do, and so today we're just going to go over some fun stuff that I, whatever. So, I feel like I'm 5 years younger from this last week. And part of that is I was playing a lot of video games. I haven't really played a whole lot of video games. And lately, I got back into playing Fallout 4 again. And I love it. It's so much fun. It's the only one that I've played. And I'm so sick of these nerds that are like, "Ooh, New Vegas. You got to play New Vegas. You got to play this one. This one's the best. That one's the best." Hey. Right? I don't care. And I tried to play New Vegas, but when I downloaded it, it didn't work. And so that for Danny is like, if I try something once and it doesn't work and it wasn't really something that I wanted to do in the first place, that's a pass for me. I'm out. And so I played Fallout, and it's so much fun because of the show. You know, we all watch the show, and the show was really funny. Walton Goggins is hilarious. I really liked his character, Uncle Baby Billy, in Righteous Gemstones. And if you didn't, it's okay. Is that show pretty inappropriate? Yeah. But is he hilarious in it? I thought so. So anyways, playing Fallout, and the story, okay, don't really care a whole lot. Is that a red flag? I don't know. But, you know, I was like, I really only care about the settlements, because you get out of the vault, right? And you go back to your home, you find out, oh man, I've been in cryo freeze for 200 years. And so you're running around, you're exploring, and the first group that you come across is in this town over. First you find the dog, right? You find dog meat and just instant best friends from there. But you go to the next town over and you find this group that's under attack by these raiders, these fruits and veggies raiders, and they're attacking the Minutemen. And so you go all the way up there, you save all these people. And there's this guy that you meet, his name's Preston Garvey, okay, and he's like the leader of the Minutemen, and he's like, "Hey, can you go and help all these people find a new home?" And so I'm like, "Yeah, dude, totally, absolutely, why don't you guys come stay where I'm from, we can set up a settlement there." And so it's really fun part of the game is you get to build all these cool defense systems, and you can build and decorate these homes, and you got to go and find supplies, so there's motivation to get out and see the world and go to these new settlements and check it out, and it is so much fun. And so I just followed that quest line exclusively for a long time, all the way until you got to go to this fort. And Preston's like, "Hey, you're a general now." So you're like, "Me? I'm just a guy, right?" But he's like, "You're a general. So you need to go and take this fort for the Minutemen, for all these settlers that are getting their fruits and their veggies stolen constantly. Do it for them." So I'm like, "All right, Preston, I got you." And so we load up with our laser rifles and our frag grenades. And I had my nuke launcher because I found it in this abandoned junkyard. I think it's called like the Fat Man or something, but you just launch a nuke and it does like a, you know, the mushroom cloud and everything, and so much fun. And so we go to this fort and there's all these crabs there, these Mirelurk crabs. They're like the worst thing to fight in the game. Well, second worst. We'll talk about the death claws. We'll talk about the death claws in a different podcast. But so we're fighting these Mirelurks. We clear out all these crabs. We're shooting them, and we're like, "Yay, we did it! It's over!" All of a sudden, cresting over the side of the wall is this massive bug. The queen of the Mirelurks herself, in the flesh. And she just starts launching acid out at everyone. Just I go down. Everybody goes down. Boom. Cuts to my new save. So it took me like 10 times to fight this queen of the Mirelurks. She kept killing me. She kept downing me. And it would load back up. I felt like I was Tom Cruise in Edge of Tomorrow. Right? Where you would just, you would do all this stuff to try to fight these monsters, and then boom, day starts over again, right? Okay. So I'm Tom Cruise in Edge of Tomorrow. I'm pretty sure that's the second or third time I've referenced Tom Cruise in this, but it's fine. And so what I finally figured out is that there's a rocket launcher in this fort, which, duh, it's a military base. And so I find the rocket launcher, and I climb up on the wall, and I dodge the acid that she's throwing. I'm like, shoo, 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 shoo. And finally it just dropped the missile launcher right on her. I didn't use my nuke launcher because I wanted to save those, but I probably should have used it, right? And so we defeated the queen of the Mirelurks. And you know, if you think about it, that's kind of like life, right? Sometimes you got to defeat the queen of the Mirelurks. And I didn't mean to get deep there, but sometimes it just happens. And so I felt like I was 5 years younger after this past weekend. Me and my friend Will, we went on this J-High retreat. We volunteered to go, and a little humble brag there for you. But we went. We didn't really want to go, but we knew that, you know, we should. And so we get there, and it was an awesome experience. The kids were very low maintenance. Man, it was so cool. It was just an awesome weekend. These kids learning about Jesus and just praying for each other. Like, not even like us praying for them, but like these kids praying for each other and talking about like the stuff that they're going through in their life. And it was incredible. Well, that first Friday night, me and Will were just so tired the first night of camp. And so we're up super late. I don't know why, but Will starts sending me these memes, and Will's 10 years younger than I am. And so the stuff that he knows, like his pop culture references, they're a lot different than mine. And so I don't really understand a lot of it, but he kind of helped me along the way. And that's why I feel 5 years younger. And so I'm just going to watch some of these just to see if you guys think these are funny.
I've smoked pot.
Right, okay, so he starts sending me these dog memes that are like that, okay? I don't know why, but these animal memes are so funny to me. Right? Okay, it's so relatable. Now this is one where I just like, I'm crying laughing at this one right here. Dude. And I had to show these to my friends. I'm like, is this funny? And they're like, this one though. This one was my favorite. This one got me. Talk to me, boy. Talk to me, boy. If you're listening to this and you don't know what's going on, if you're not watching the video, it's this little tiny dog. It looks like a poodle terrier. And the caption says, "How I look at bro after he says the itsy bitsy Sigma crawled up the Rizzler spout in front of 10 out of 10 Latinas." Dude, that's so funny. Oh, it cracked me up. So he had to teach me all these terms like Sigma, Skibbity. Skibbity makes me mad because it doesn't mean anything. And all these kids finally explained it to me, what Skibbity means. And the conclusion is nobody knows what it means. It means absolutely nothing. It's just kind of like a loose adjective. I think they called it like brain rot or something. So, yeah. Skibbity, Sigma, whatever. So, I felt a lot younger. But also, I woke up this morning and my neck felt like it had been taken like this and just bent. So I went to the chiropractor, right? Because I'm Johnny, slightly inconvenienced, going to go and seek help immediately. And so I went to the chiropractor. I felt like a brand new man after I went. And the chiropractor was like, "Hey, don't be a stranger." He's a really cool guy. Super nice. It's the same one that I told that asked me. He was like, "All right, well, I'll see you next Thursday." And I was just like, right? Okay, so same chiropractor. And so he's like, "Hey, don't be a stranger." And I'm just like, okay. But he got me, you know? So, yeah. I paid for it this week, sleeping on the bunk beds. But, you know, we learned a lot. Kind of, not really, because Skibbity doesn't really mean anything, and so, cringe, okay, but, one of my favorite videos is this one right here, this guy, right? So, okay. That is not a good friend. You know, your friend is holding the microphone for you. And then you're belting the best note of the song. And then he just gets you. So that's not a good friend, right? Well, speaking of not a good friend, I texted one of my friends and said, "Hey, we are down a player for our recreational basketball team. Would you come and play with us?" And so me thinking he was a good friend, he says, "Yeah, absolutely. I'll be there." Maybe it was his intention to be a good friend, right? He's like, "I'm doing a good thing here. I'm going to show up for Danny and help him win." On my way there, he texts me and he said, "Hey, are you on the blue team or the black team?" And I said, we're on the blue team. And he goes, "Okay, well, I'm playing against you. The guy that organized the thing put me on the other team." And I'm like, great. This is the team that beat us by 30 a couple weeks ago. So we're going to get absolutely lasered, right? And we did. It was horrendous. Not because the other team played really well. We couldn't make our shots. And so after the game, my friend that I thought was a good friend comes up to me after and he's like, "Hey, thanks for inviting me." You know? And I'm just like, "I hate you." So, not such a good friend. The word friend is kind of loosely used nowadays, right? Maybe because of social media, Facebook. Everybody has, you know, their Facebook friends. And I don't like that. I think they should change it. They should change it to acquaintances, because when I get close to another dude and we're like, you know, really close friends, best friends, why do I have to call him brother? Why does it have to become a brotherhood of dudes that are close friends? Why? Because of Facebook. They've taken the word friends and ruined it. It should be acquaintances. And so I'm not doing that. Okay? Bro is fine, cool, yeah. But I have brothers. And no offense, but I'm closer to them than I am to my friends. Okay? So friends. So speaking of friends, you need friends that are gonna call you out, right? Just because, you know, trauma and all that, you talk about stuff, doesn't mean you have to be brothers, right? You can still be called friends. You can still be called close friends. And family, close friends of mine, we were at a party, and I don't know, they kind of noticed that I'm starting to slouch, right? Because I kind of got the nerd neck going a little bit now, and oh, it sucks, man. Oh, I just see myself in 50 years, and it's like, please, oh, I got to fix this. And so they called me on it. They were like, dude, get your shoulders back. Get them back. And so now I find myself, you know, kind of like slumping over, maybe because that's why I work at this desk. I'm just kind of like, But I got to fight to get my shoulders back. And I was reminded about this because last night we were at church, and we're at 180, and I was talking with some students, and I was like, you know, what consoles do you play? Xbox or PlayStation or PC? And one of the kids, he goes, hey, you look like you definitely play PC because you got the nerd neck going. Oh, buddy. Talk about being humbled, right? You got to stay humbled. That's why I love doing it, man. Like, these kids, they keep you young. You got to be around people that are younger than you. Because, man, if I was just hanging out with other people my age, how old would I be? You know? 30? I mean, what do 30-year-olds do? Go to the bar? Play Catan? I'm gonna make some people mad. I can already tell just the way this is going, so I'm gonna stop. But yeah. So you gotta be around people that are younger than you. You gotta help stay young. So bottom line is if someone asks you to play on their basketball team, play on that one. Right? So all right. We got that out of the way. I want to talk about sports. I want to talk about my team, the Denver Nuggets. Now, as of now, the series is 0-2. All right, they're playing against the Minnesota Timberwolves, and the Timberwolves came out and punched them in the face 2 games in a row, right? And today, Jokic was announced MVP. It's his third MVP that he's gotten in the NBA. He's awesome, right? There's no doubt. What's weird about the whole thing is Shaquille O'Neal, he gets on there and he calls Jokic, you know, to let him know, hey, you're the MVP. Just wanted to call to congratulate you. Now, last year, Shaq had nothing but respect for Jokic. He's telling him, you know, high praise after they won the finals. You know, you're the best big man. You may be the best big man to ever play, right? So that's Shaq last year. This year when Shaq calls Jokic to congratulate him for the MVP win, he says, hey, dude, good job, but I definitely think it should have been this other guy. Oh. No. Right? That. Oh. No. You just called to congratulate him. And you're saying it should have been this other guy? If I'm Jokic, I'm saying, no, okay. Well, Jokic has to be professional, right? He can't make a big deal about it. He barely cares about it as it is. He already barely cares about basketball, right? Me? I get way too excited about my recreational basketball team. So if I win MVP in the NBA, which wouldn't, right? Fantasy. But I'm pissed. I'm over the sun, red hot. I'm blood red mad. If someone says, hey, congratulations, but it should have been this other guy. Can you imagine? That's like saying, hey, you won employee of the month at Target, whatever. But it really should have been this other guy. Can you imagine? What would you say? What would you do in that moment? Just kind of like, eh, yeah, sure, whatever. Because it's just bad. It's bad journalism, right? Everybody loves, you know, the inside guys, TNT, whatever, cool. But that's just crappy to say, hey, should have been someone else. Now, could the other guy also have gotten it? Yes. But it's just like, dude, it's Jokic. It's the Joker. The unserious goat. Put some respect on his name. Did that rant go a little long? Yes. So, anyways. But, dude. But you know what? It's great because Jokic has friends. You know, he's got Jamal Murray. He's got his horses. He's got his brothers that are actually his brothers. So, I really hope they win. I mean, to be down 0-2 in the Western Conference semifinals, they shared some ridiculous stat. And that's why I love modern sports, is because they have the stats and they put them on the screen like immediately. So you know. And so it was like 7-8% of teams actually come back from being down 0-2. I was like, oh gosh. You know, that really sucks. So LeBron actually was talking about their series that they had against the Nuggets on his show. I think it's Mind the Game podcast. And he said, you know, Jokic, yes, he's going to come out and do his thing. We felt like we did a really good job on Jamal Murray. But who really punched us in the mouth was Michael Porter Jr. And he did. He shot from like over 50% from the three. So it was really cool for him to give Michael Porter Jr. some credit, because he did. He was the main reason that they won that series. Coming back, and they were down 20 in one of the games, and so, man, it was so awesome. So, I'm really excited about what this next game on Friday night. I really hope that the Nuggets can come back and win, but it's going to be tough, man. That Minnesota team, Anthony Edwards, he had 43 in game one. I think it was game one. Might have been game two, but they're just playing ridiculous. I don't know how any team is going to beat them. Yeah, we're loving life. We're playing basketball. We're having lots of fun. We're doing some Medicare seminars now, and that was really cool. I met a woman there that our seminar, we did one at Golden Corral, and she comes up to me after, and we're talking, and I was like, you know, I love the shrimp. I gotta have the fried shrimp if I go to Golden Corral. And she was like, you can't eat that. And so I'm just like, okay, here we go. We're about to get into the whole oil thing. You know, seed oil, fried stuff, butter, vegetable oil, whatever. But no, she was like, all of our shrimp is from China. Now, okay, all right. This is like tinfoil hat talk right here. Okay, so boop, tinfoil hat talk. All of our shrimp is from China. And a few years back, they had a nuclear power plant that had like exploded, or they're dumping some hazardous nuclear waste close to the same spot as the shrimp farm. So she was like, keep eating those shrimp, but you're going to be glowing here in a few years. And I immediately thought about Fallout 4. Boom. Full circle. This episode is over. We'll see you in the next one. Have a good weekend.